Transportation experts say there are three steps needed to make the roads safer for pedestrians: education, enforcement and engineering. Orlando has a long way to go to change the culture for people on foot.
It's pretty abominable.
That's Bill Carpenter, a volunteer collecting data for the Best Foot Forward program. He says pedestrians haven't had much of a voice in Central Florida until now. Carpenter is monitoring how drivers behave at crosswalks. A pickup truck approaches the intersection of East Rollins Street and Camden Road in Winter Park. Carpenter steps cautiously into the road, stretching out one hand to point down at the crosswalk. The driver doesn't stop.
Motorist reaction runs the gamut. There's some that begrudgingly stop, then others that wave back at you and say thanks for waiting there for me and go on.
Bill Carpenter's dangerous dance is repeated daily all over the city by other pedestrians. In East Orlando, a restaurant worker who goes by Tony makes his way to a bus stop on South Cimarron Boulevard near Curry Ford Road.
This intersection here, it's crazy. It can be real crazy up and down through here.
What do the cars behave like? Do the drivers give way? Are they courteous?
No. They'd rather run you over.
Badly injured pedestrians go to the Orlando Regional Medical Center, which is part of the Best Foot Forward Coalition. Last year, doctors at the center treated well over 400 patients who'd been run over. But there are signs the education campaign is starting to have an effect, says Best Foot Forward project manager Brad Kuhn.
On those roads at 35 miles an hour and less, right now we've been able to take the yield rate, the number of cars yielding, from about 1 in 11 to we're approaching 1 in 3.
That means that some of the 18 crosswalks being monitored in Orlando and Orange County, more drivers are yielding for pedestrians than they were 6 months ago. Kuhn's organisation, Bike Walk Central Florida, has reached out to 88,000 households to promote pedestrian safety, and 11 Orange County elementary schools are teaching a pedestrian safety syllabus. Kuhn says high-speed roads are still a problem.
By the time you see the pedestrian and think about stopping for them, you're already past them, which is unfortunate because on a 40-mile-an-hour road, the chance of survival if you get hit is 15%.
Enforcement is used to back up the education campaign. Last year, police and sheriff's officers handed out more than 1,200 tickets and arrested 20 drivers for failing to yield at crosswalks. Orlando Police Sergeant Jerry Goglis says when he talks to drivers, they call attention to pedestrians.
They say, well, did you see the pedestrian jaywalking? Why is the pedestrian in the middle of the road? Some of them are just not understanding that once the pedestrian is in the street, in a marked crosswalk, that the vehicles have to stop.
Best Foot Forward is trying out low-cost engineering approaches like signs and road markings, but the coalition is also interested in something called the Rectangular Rapid Flashing Beacon. It's a small box mounted on a pole at a crosswalk. When activated, a bright LED light flashes towards the eyes of approaching drivers, alerting them to stop. On the other side of the state, in St. Petersburg, these beacons helped cut the pedestrian accident rate by roughly half over the last 10 years. Pedestrian advocate Bill Carpenter thinks these beacons could also help in Orlando, but he says changing drivers' attitudes is a long-term project.
I'd hate to venture a guess, but it's going to be more than 6 or 12 months. You know, it's going to take a lot.
The Florida Department of Transportation is also engaged around the state trying to make the roads safer, and it's rolling out a pedestrian awareness campaign too. In the meantime, Best Foot Forward hopes its early success will translate into fewer pedestrians ending up in hospital. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.